Sir, regarding follow-up progress notification in Brown, BRO, and Debra, DEBORH, data service 12/19/2023, place which a Charles Village, patient scene follow-up and nursing home for monthly visit. The patient has been admitted here with the CVA and anxiety, depression, peripheral vascular disease, diabetes. Patient history of present illness, this is 65-year-old female. She was admitted with the acute CVA, ambulatory dysfunction. She has a known diabetes mellitus, hypertension. Today when I saw her, she's doing well. She denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills, no cough, no congestion. Past medical history is CVA, next line anxiety, next line hypertension, next line diabetes mellitus, next line ambulatory dysfunction. Next one, COPD, next one, history of diabetic gastroparesis, history of constipation, history of ileus, I-L-E-U-S, dual system, no headache, dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, and chest pain, GI, and vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no paralysis, no paradipsia. Physical exam, patient is awake, she's alert. Oriented, time three, next line, blood pressure. 122/75, pulse 63, temperature 98.4 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 98%. Radiomic, nomophilic, isogenic, tarik, neck, supple, no JVD, chest, non-tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart, SNS2, abdomen, soft, non-tender, valves, and pass to extremities, chronic edema, both legs, and neuro, she's awake, she's alert, right side weakness from the previous stroke. Assessment, patient is admitted, acute CVA involving the left posterior, frontal, and parietal, and temporal area. Next line, right-sided weakness due to stroke, next line, expressive aphasia, next line, COPD, next line, hypertension, next line, diabetes mellitus, next line, hyperlipidemia, next line, plan of care, next line. We have reviewed all the medication. We'll continue all the medication, lab, review, care plan, discuss with the nursing staff. Next patient is Beckhardt, B-E-C-K-H-A-R-D-T, Catherine, K-A-T-H. LEEN data service 12/19/2023. This data birth for this patient is 11/16/1957. Data service 12/19/2023. Patient seen today as a follow up sub acute rehab. Patient has been doing fairly well. She's lying on the bed. She denies any cough, congestion, no fever, no chills. Patient has a known history of COPD, hypertension, schizophrenia, and depression, hyperlipidemia, morbid obesity, generalized weakness, and ambulatory dysfunction. And at present, she denies any headache, dizziness, cough, no congestion, and nausea, vomiting, no acute distress. Rural system, no headache, dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, and chest pain, GI, and vomiting, musculoskeletal. Pain, but get better with medication. Genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope. Physical exam, patient is awake, she's alert, cooperative. Blood pressure is 132/70, pulse 77, temperature 98.0 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 97%. Head rhythmic, pneumocardic, isogenic, tarik, neck, supple, nasivity, chest, non-tender, lungs, clear, no breathing, heart, SNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, balls and pass to extremities, chronic edema. Both leg, but there's no cough, tenderness, neuro, she's awake, alert, in term 3, and cooperative. Assessment, patient has the morbid obesity, next line, COPD, next line, recently treated for UTI, next line, history of schizophrenia and depression, next line, hyperlipidemia, next line, history of hypothyroidism. chronic pain. And diabetes mellitus. Plan of care, patient will maintain all her current medication. I have reviewed, lab reviewed, care plan discussed the nursing staff. No other issue reported by the staff. Next patient is Monka, M-O-N-K-A, James, Monka James. Patient seen today at the subacute rehab and data service 12/19/2023 as a follow-up for his diabetes, hypertension, chronic lower extremity, left foot wound. Today patient is feeling good. He has no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever. Past medical history, diabetes, next line hyperlipidemia, next line CKD, next line AFib, next line history of left foot surgery being followed by podiatry, history of AFib, history of right foot TMA, peripheral vascular disease, status post left leg angioplasty, rural system, no headache, dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, and chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, left foot wound is significantly healed. And neuronosyncope physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, cooperative, blood pressure 160 over 80, pulse 63, temperature 97% over Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 97%, neck supple eligibility, chest not tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, not tender, bottom positive, extremities, left foot wound has significantly healing, no sign of infection, neuro is awake, alert, entered M3 assessment, number 1. Left foot wound, healing, next line CKD, next line diabetes mellitus, next line hypertension, next line history of paroxysmal AFib. Plan of care will continue all his current medication. I have reviewed, care plan discussed with nursing staff. Next patient is Leonard, L-E-O-N-A-R-D. Leonard Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Date of birth, 4-2-1959. Place, future care, Charles Village. Date of service, 12-19-2023. History of present illness, this is a 64-year-old male with a known history of CVA, right eye blindness, cardiomyopathy, status post, AICD placement, hypertension, history of DVT and PE. He has been admitted for a continuation of his medical care and monitoring of his medications. At present, when I saw the patient, he denies any headache, dizziness, cough, congestion, no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting. On examination, patient is awake, he's alert and cooperative. His blood pressure 133/78, pulse 74, temperature 97.8 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 98%. Had dermatomyelitis, eyes and cataract, right eye blind, neck supple longevity, chest not tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, not tender, bottom positive, extremities, no edema, neuro, he's awake, he's alert, cooperative, has a left side weakness. Medication reviewed, lab reviewed, assessment number 1, acute right hemorrhagic stroke, next line left side weakness due to CVA, next line severe cardiomyopathy, status post AICD placement, next line gait abnormality, next line hypertension, next line history of DVT and PE, next line diabetes mellitus, next line history of gouty arthritis, next line hypertension, next line history of GERD, next line plan of care will continue all its medications reviewed, care plan discussed with the patient and the nursing staff. Next patient is Washington. William. Date of birth for this patient is 8/4/1934. Place which occurred Charles Village patient seen today at the nursing facility. Patient denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills. History of prenatal illness, this is 89-year-old male with CKD, recurrent SVT, status post ablation, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and he has been hospitalized with the multiple medical problem. Today when I saw the patient, he's sitting in the chair, family is at the bedside. Patient denies any headache, dizziness, cough, congestion, and no nausea, no vomiting. Next time, past medical history, CKD, next time, hypertension, next time, hyperbemia, next time, diabetes, next time, cognitive impairment, forgetful. Patient was recently interval history, next line. Patient was recently hospitalized because patient had a fall. He was complaining of pain and the possibility of syncope. Patient was sent from the nursing home to the hospital. Patient was managed. In the hospital, patient was diagnosed with acute encephalopathy, witnessed syncopal episode, possible vasovagal. Patient was also reported to be hypotensive. He had a known history of SVT, first degree heart block. He was monitored for any cardiac arrhythmia. VQ scan was done, was a negative. PTOT recommended subacute rehab. Patient was managed in MedStar Hospital. And after stabilization, patient was sent back to the facility. On 12/18. Current medications upon discharge. Tylenol 500 milligram two tablet every 6 hour PRN, albuterol inhaler, two puff, 2 6 hour PRN, aspirin 81 milligram daily, benzonate capsule for cough, 100 milligram 3 times a day PRN, melatonin 6 milligram daily for insomnia, and nifedipine XL 30 milligram daily, miralax 17 gram daily, pravastatin 20 milligram daily, Sanacart 8.6 milligram BID for constipation, Flomax 0.4 milligram daily, social history, no alcohol, no drug, reward system, no headache, dizziness, pulmonary cough, cardiac adjustment, GN1, musculoskeletal, no pain, gentle urine, hematuria, neuro, he's awake, forgetful, physical exam, patient is awake, sitting on the chair. Blood pressure. One 50/74, pulse 70, temperature 98.0 Fahrenheit, aspiration 18, pulse ox 95%. Had acromicalic, cardiac, ectaric, and acceptable longevity, chest not tender, lungs, decreased breast from the basis, heart, SMS2, abdomen soft, non tender, blouse and fast, extremities, no edema, neuro, he's awake, but forgetful, disoriented, and he's communicative, but forgetful. Families at the bedside assessment, patient is readmitted. Number one, a recent syncopal episode. Next line, acute encephalopathy with improvement. Next line, cognitive deficit with impairment. Next line, history of COVID in November 2023, treated with an remdesivir. Next line, AKI with CKD. Next line, anemia. Next line, hypertension. Next line, first degree AV block. Next line, history of SVT status post ablation. Next line, history of prostatic hypertrophy. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Next line, history of gout. Plan of care will continue all his current medications for precautions. Monitor blood pressure, cozy care plan discussed with the patient, family at the bedside. Time spent with the patient was 40 minutes. Talking to the family, talking to the nursing staff.